This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Mesa County District Attorney Dan Rubenstein says he has no intention of appealing the Colorado Court of Appeals decision to uphold Tina Peters' original conviction. Rubenstein prosecuted Peters on charges related to tampering with election equipment.
It appears the Court of Appeals thinks that everything was done properly and all of her rights to present a defense, to assert certain defenses, and to get the evidence in to support those were honored.
Rubenstein says it's up to the state attorney general now. The court did order a new sentencing hearing. The court ruled her 9-year sentence may have been too harsh. 2 water well permits are now approved at the location of a potential Buc-ee's Travel Center in northern El Paso County. It's an area where residents are concerned about the overuse of groundwater. Deputy State Water Engineer Sarah Brucker says the agency issues permits based on state laws and rules.
If there is new data that comes up, the rules can be amended to incorporate that data, but we cannot impose additional restrictions on the evaluation of a well permit or the issuance of a well permit beyond what is in statute.
A total of about 11 million gallons of water could be pumped if 2 wells are drilled at the site. People can file objections to the permits. An independent state hearing officer would determine if action should be taken. And this is CPR News and KRCC. There's high fire danger for much of the Front Range and much of eastern Colorado. It's 9:06.